Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a Frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more.
Wait. Following every story of this exciting Cubs postseason, Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 on 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Well, I have to say that the word that keeps coming to my head and will now exit my body is brilliant. It is a brilliant scene here in Wrigleyville right now. This is a Cubs show, as a matter of fact, just outside of Wrigley Field. It is called the Park at Wrigley. Maybe you know it as the Plaza. I'm Mark Grody, and it is all about this National League Division Series between the Washington Nationals and the Chicago Cubs. It is Game 3. The series presently all tied up 1-1. It's just a beautiful day here in Wrigleyville. 87 degrees and sunny. Some harmless clouds in the distance. I think that those are alto cumulonimbus harmless clouds. Max Scherzer pitching for Washington today. It is Jose Quintana, the lefty for the Chicago Cubs. On the show today, in moments, we will be joined by Bruce Levine. Also, Kyle Schwarber will join us. He has some ideas on how to go about hitting Max Scherzer. Also, Addison Russell, Joe Maddon, Chris Bosio, Ron Coomer, Len Casper, Lawrence Holmes is part of our pregame coverage as well. Maybe you as well. 312-644-6767. Just keep that number in the back of your head. If we have some time, we'll take some calls. I'm always available on Twitter right now and throughout the games. We could have fun there at Mark Grody Sports. And the lineups are right in front of me here as well. Before we get to Bruce, let's run this down for you. John Jay leading off for the Cubs today and playing center field, followed by Chris Bryant at third. Anthony Rizzo, your first baseman. Wilson Contreras, the cleanup hitter and catcher. Ben Zobrist batting fifth and playing second base today, while it is Kyle Schwarber, the left fielder. Jason Hayward batting seventh and playing right field, followed by the shortstop, Addison Russell. Jose Quintana, your number nine hitter and starting pitcher for the Cubs. For the Washington Nationals, Trey Turner leading off and playing shortstop, followed by Bryce Harper, Anthony Rendon, and Daniel Murphy, the cleanup hitter. Ryan Zimmerman playing first and batting fifth. Jason Wirth is your left fielder. Matt Wieters, the catcher and number seven hitter, while Michael A. Taylor, the center fielder and number eight hitter, and Max Scherzer, the number nine hitter, and the starting pitcher for the Washington Nationals today. And this broadcast, by the way, sponsored by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball and the Chicago Cubs. We are at the park at Wrigley. I'm Mark Grody, and now kind enough to accept my invitation to this memorial occasion outside of Wrigley Field is Bruce Levine. How are you feeling, Bruce?
I'm feeling great, Mark, and everybody should be enjoying this. It's fabulous the way we're set up here outside and the way the team is ready to go, and we're going to be looking at how the Cubs are going to attack Max Scherzer first, Mark. And the way they go about that is he's coming off of a gimpy right hamstring. They're not sure how far he will go. So my question to Joe Maddon earlier was, can you attack him in a different way? Will you bunt him? Will you have your guys doing little things to try to get him off his rhythm? And mostly Maddon said, you know, the guys that can bunt, like Jay possibly, you're going to see him maybe try to move the pitcher around. But talking to Davey Martinez before the game, he said, look, if we've been watching him run out there, if he's good enough to be out there, he's probably going to be good enough to field his position. On top of that, they have a top quality third baseman, Anthony Rendon, who is probably a gold glove caliber fielder. He's going to handle all the chances. So, long story short, Jay will probably try to bunt or two to see if he can get him out of his rhythm. The Cubs don't really have other guys that do that. They don't want Rizzo to do that. He's a good bunter, but you want him to take his hacks and hit the ball a long way if that's possible. Now, moving over to Jose Quintana, that's another story. They have a top-of-the-order guy who hasn't gotten on base at all in Trey Turner. He's the guy that makes their offense go. I'm looking for him to probably try to lay a bunt or two down, do some small ball things in order to get his self going, getting the offense going on top of that. He is the key to their offense, and if he can get on base, he can wreak havoc on the bases. 46 stolen bases in 54 attempts. That has been missing from their top of the order. So an overhyped a little bit Jose Quintana might have a little bit of trouble fielding his position. That's what Washington will be looking at coming into the game.
At all surprised, going back to the Cubs lineup, that Tommy La Stella is not starting. He's 3-for-6 with a double, triple, and home run.
Very much so. So I asked Madden that in the pregame. He said it was either going to be starting Jay or La Stella. We're going to hold back. Davey Martinez told me, look for La Stella to come off the bench, even as early in the fourth or fifth inning, in a crucial situation to hit still against the number one pitcher in Scherzer. Try to get some runs early, then go back to the defensive team on the field.
Last thing for you, I've talked to several baseball people like yourselves inside of Wrigley Field, and just asking the very simple question of, do you have a feel for this series? Who might win today? Who might win? And the answer was 100% no. I have no feel for this. It's a 50-50 like no other series in a long time. How do you feel?
I'm with them the same way, because I don't know what Max Scherzer is going to be out there, and Quintana is untested in postseason. Never been there, pitched in the WBC, which was a big game, but that has nothing to do with the playoffs right here. So the Cubs are concerned a little bit about him being a little overhyped, a little over-anxious, and they want to make sure that he calms down, pitches his normal game. But again, what Max Scherzer we see out there, is he a 5-inning Max Scherzer? Is he a 7-inning Max Scherzer? That's going to determine a lot in this game.
Brewster, I will see you back up in the press box.
Sounds like a plan, Mark.
That is our Score baseball insider, Bruce Levine, right there. I'm Mark Grody. Cubs and Nationals coming up in about 45 minutes from right now. I believe it's one of those 3:08 starts. Yeah, 3:08. Jose Quintana against Max Scherzer. I am right now. I'm with you. I have never seen this many people out here. It is the park at Wrigley swarming with wonderful Cubs fans. We are at the 670 The Score tent right now. I see the Cubs store, the Budweiser brick house, Starbucks, popular coffee shop. It does me good. Coming up next on the show, we're going to go back inside of Wrigley Field, because I'm being told that Len Casper has a special guest from the other side. That's coming up next on The Score. And
thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi stops swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission, because it's hard to repeat.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
To sow the seeds of success with 20.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's, I mean, Mark Trestman type stuff
that
right
Trestman-ish.
There. That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
Right, it starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Mortgage Depot.
What's going on? I'm Mark Grody. We are at the park at Wrigley getting ready for game three of the National League Division Series. Hundreds of Cubs fans out here enjoying a nice beverage, perhaps a nice bite to eat. Jose Quintana starting against Max Scherzer in this game. Oh, the entertainment. One of my favorite parts of every game is the entertainment that goes down before the games at Wrigley Field. John Vincent, the note. I call him the note because he holds that note. He's doing the national anthem today. Note. The ceremonial first pitch to be thrown by Cubs Hall of Famer Billy Williams, the whistler. And guess who's shouting play ball today? Ditka. Mike Ditka will be doing that. And then I assume he has to make his way over to Soldier Field to see Mitch Trubisky and the Bears on Monday Night Football. I hope to get a peek at that as well. All right, like I said, I am outside of the ballpark. Let's go back inside the ballpark and upstairs to the broadcast booth and Len Casper.
Mark, thank you. Great to catch up with one of the fine radio voices of the Washington Nationals, Dave Jagler. Dave, remember we saw each other mid-season, and we kind of had an idea that we would see each other again in October, and here it is, and baseball's really hard to predict, but it kind of has the feel of a five-game series, doesn't it?
It does, and it's funny how the best of five is such a meat grinder, and momentum can change three, even four times in a best-of-five series. I mean, the Nationals figured going into game one, well, Strasburg's pitching great, that's a game that we should win. And then the Cubs take game one with a great pitching performance from Hendricks, and then you're sitting there down 0-1 at home going, boy, if you don't win game two, you're really in trouble going to Wrigley Field having to win three in a row. And it looks like that's happening, and then the Nationals pull out the great rally in the eighth inning, and now with Scherzer on the mound today, the Nationals feel great at 1-1 in what is now a best-of-three series. So, you know, Scherzer today, the Cubs feel good, I'm sure, about Arrieta tomorrow. So if each ace wins, then you're looking at potential Game 5 rematch, Strasburg and Hendricks, and wouldn't we all sign up for that?
I think we probably would. So Max today, no one really knows how the hamstring will affect him until he gets out there and does it. But as he mentioned, he's battled a few ailments, I think had to leave four of his last 10 starts. So it's nothing new for him, and you know he will compete.
The one thing about Scherzer, Len, is that he's incredibly honest. I mean, even in a game where he's fully healthy, if he's running low on fumes, he's not going to be the hero and say, well, I'm going to tell my manager I want. He will go to the manager and go to Dusty and say, you know, hey, I only have one more hitter, or I don't have anything left in the tank. So if he is feeling it at all today, he's going to be honest about that. And it was interesting yesterday in his press conferences with the media, he mentioned about three times 100 pitches. That's his goal. And I think he's looking at 100 pitches, and then I'm going to pitch in Game 5 in relief. I think that's why he's not saying I'm going to go 110 or 120. He's looking at, physically, if I can give my team 100 pitches and a chance to win today, and if the Nationals win the game and don't win Game 4, I'm going to be available for a potential Game 5 relief out. And that's how I took that yesterday. But physically, you don't know. He dresses in full game uniform for side sessions. He approaches his side session like a game, probably more than any pitcher I've ever seen with the Nationals. But you don't know until you get in front of 40,000 Cubs fans screaming at you. If he pushes a little bit too much, could that affect his hamstring?
Last thing quickly is about your bullpen. The three guys at the back end that you acquired midseason, that had to give this team a lot of confidence. And we saw how good they are here already in this series.
Right. And I think, as we talked about with Max maybe going 100 pitches, if that is six innings, Dusty has no qualms about going 7, 8, 9 with Kinsler, Mattson, and Doolittle. So it's quite a difference. Really, the low point for the Nationals was that June series with the Cubs. When the Cubs were banged up, Nationals had a chance to win three of four. They coughed up the finale of that series, and that was really kind of the low moment for the bullpen. And just a week or two later, Madsen and Doolittle arrive, and then a week after that, Kinsler arrives, and this team was outstanding. They only lost one game going into the ninth inning with the lead after the trades.
All right. Always good to see you. Call a good one today.
All right, thank you.
That's Dave Jagler. Back to you, Mark.
It's a strong name. Dave Jagler of the Washington Nationals. I'm Mark Rohde. Park at Wrigley is the place. It is the pregame show. I get an extra hour with you. 35 minutes for the network pregame show coming up a little bit, but right now it is just me and you here on 670 The Score. We are sponsored by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball and the Chicago Cubs. Cubs and Nationals, Jose Quintana against Max Scherzer, game three of the series. We're tied 1-1. A couple of things you heard them talking about Max Scherzer. As you probably know, he has not pitched Scherzer since September 30th, a game in which he exited early due to that right hamstring issue. I'm going to call it an issue because they've been completely generic about it. As a matter of fact, they have called it a tweak. And he did beat the Cubs earlier this year, did Max Scherzer. Six innings of one-run ball, allowed a couple of hits, struck out six, and walked exactly nobody. As for the Cubs, it is Jose Quintana going today, making his postseason debut, his first ever outing against the Washington Nationals. There are a few guys who he has faced in his career, Howie Kendrick, Adam Lind, and Matt Wieters, but that is it for Jose Quintana, so it'll be interesting to see how he comes out. As most people know, the first inning is key for him. He has struggled in that, as have many of the Cubs starting pitchers, but that seemed like it was a problem more a couple of months ago than it has been lately. All right, coming up next on the pregame show, we are going to bring in the Score's Lawrence Holmes. We'll tell you what he has next on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission. It's hard to repeat.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Monday.
My name is Alex Riley, and this is the story of my life.
SNL's Bobby Moynihan comes to CBS.
Your life's a mess. You're living in my garage, so I no longer have a man cave.
No, you do. There's just another man living in it.
He's a divorced dad.
Whenever I hear this song, it makes me think of a girl.
Mommy?
No, Mommy's song is Psycho Killer.
In the fall's most inventive new comedy.
Is that a wheel?
Yeah, I was trying to reinvent it. It turns out you can't.
Me, Myself, and I. Monday, only CBS.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
You've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
We know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday, to find his daughter's killer.
It is the one-year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence, real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gave us a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is going to work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the crowd, Sunday, only CBS.
Tax rate calculations and automatic return filing. Avalara software already integrates with your accounting, e-commerce, and point-of-sale systems, so it couldn't be easier. Find out how the good people at Avalara can help you at avalara.com. That's AVALARA.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. Yeah, Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
People who get it.
Welcome back to the extended pregame show for Cubs and Nationals Game 3 series, all tied 1-1. Jose Quintana against Max Scherzer today. I am at the park at Wrigley, and I seriously wish I could do all the pregame shows from out here. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say keep the dream alive. It's very cool out here. We got our score tent set up. We got WBBM right next to us. I see George Hoffman and Lisa Fielding. WBBM is usually good for a guys, hey, BBM, what time is it over there? WBBM news time, what? What time is it? Come on. You guys should. It's Mark Rohde time. Huh? No, nobody's. You know, WBBM is supposed to constantly know what time it is, and I get no time check from it. Can I get some trap? No, they're not going to give me traffic either. All right, let's get serious here again. During the regular season, Cubs fans wanted last year, justifiably so. And that does not appear to have changed at all here in the postseason with more. Here is the scorer's Lawrence Holmes.
It's going to be hard for the Cubs to capture the magic of the 2016 season.
Feels a little more normal now. I mean, realistically, when you're going into the postseason with a franchise that hasn't won in that long or close to that long, there's a little bit of added emphasis, a little bit of added desperation not to miss an opportunity to do it because you don't know how many of those opportunities are going to come along. And once you've taken care of that, you don't want to win any less. But you view these opportunities as now things to get excited about, chances to do it again, rather than, you know, these fleeting ephemeral moments of opportunity that might pass you by. So it was a little bit different perspective, but no less hungry. Don't want to win any less, but you're a little bit more reassured in what's gone on before and makes you excited about what might happen in the future.
But with this team lacks in magic, they make up in lessons learned, as John Lester and Wilson Contreras pointed out.
The experience makes the difference since last year. We were in a tough fight in the World Series behind 3-1, and we came back 4-3. And I think that kind of experience is going to help us this year to not have a pressure on ourselves because we know that we can do this again.
There's a reason why you play 162 games to get to this point. You have a whole another season to go now. So I think the lessons learned for us are based on last year and what we went through, being down, coming back against a really good team, two really good teams, and then, you know, everybody obviously knows all the hoopla of Game 7.
Even though the Cubs did the job and took home field advantage away from the Nats, Joe Maddon feels that one of the most important lessons of 2016 was don't take anything for granted.
I think it's overblown. Honestly, the home field advantage, like last year, for instance, we did okay in Cleveland. It's this time of the year you're playing a lot of really good professional baseball players. Now, obviously the fans, a loud ballpark, which that was tonight, and we have a loud ballpark at home too. But Cleveland took advantage of us last year at Wrigley.
And Lester says the whole team has grown from the experience and can help the guys who haven't been here before.
You could see the nervousness, the anxiety in 15. Last year was more of just kind of like, we're not going to let that happen again, and more of a calmness in the clubhouse. And this year I feel like it's the same. You got to get thrown in the fire to figure it out. You know, some people say it's not different. It is different. It's a different atmosphere. You know, from pitch one, this crowd's going to be going. And you don't have that during the regular season.
Mark, back to you.
Lawrence, thank you very much. And still to come on this pregame show, which will go right up until about game time today. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer are inside right now. When last I left them, they were going to school. I mean, housing a couple of dry dogs, seriously. Addison Russell is coming up in just a little bit. I had a chance to talk to him earlier. Same with Kyle Schwarber. Ron Coomer will chit-chat with Joe Maddon. Yep, he's going to chit-chat with him. Chris Bosio will be part of the show as well, and we'll have more Ron Coomer coming up in just a little bit as well. We're at the park at Wrigley. I'm Mark Rohde. It's the pregame show, Cubs and Nationals, Game 3 of the NLDS. Jose Quintana against Max Scherzer. More is on the way on The Score. Hey, Chicagoland, it's Mark Rohde, and I've got Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert, here with me. And, Ryan, I heard you have another office here in the Chicago area. Where is it?
No, you're absolutely right, Mark. We just opened our newest location in Schaumburg. Actually, it's been a few months, but our clients sure do love that. But even if you don't live by one of the Home Loan Expert offices, we will come to you. We will meet with you at your home or office to get the mortgage process started. It's just another way that we are killing the competition with our customer service. If your current rate is not in the twos, apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it! And the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
You won't regret it.
All right. Back here at the park at Wrigley. Maybe you know it as the Plaza. It is game three of the NLDS as the Cubs and Nationals getting ready to go. Game three, Quintana against Scherzer. Hundreds of people out here in the Plaza. Just like that look of slow walk and looking up and enjoying yourself, sipping on your beverage. It's like a great scene out here. I see Mitch Rosen over here. Mitch is my producer during the postseason. I love it. Tim Holman is here. Hey, Danny Parkins. Danny Parkins, what's going on over there, man? Good to see you, buddy. Good to see you. Danny. So, a couple things in this game here. Let's get serious about Max Scherzer, because that's what this game is all about. Nobody knows how he's going to react. Really, nobody knows what's going on with his hamstring issue. I get it in football, why they don't want to be real specific about injuries. It actually makes a lot of sense in football, even in basketball, even in hockey. A lot in hockey, actually. But in baseball, to not be specific about an injury doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. So maybe it's just a tweak, but who knows? And maybe Max Scherzer doesn't even know. He had to leave early in his last start, so that's what one should keep an eye on. Again, earlier this year, he was good against the Cubs. That was in Washington. That also was when the Cubs were having their wrist problem, runners in scoring position, and they just weren't coming through against anybody in particular. That game, he went six innings, allowed one run, did not walk anybody, six strikeouts. So that is key today. Now, as far as how the Cubs hit against Scherzer, Addison Russell, 2-for-5. Anthony Rizzo, 3-for-10. Ben Zobrist in the starting lineup. I'll give you those starters here in just a second again if I have time. Jason Hayward, 4-for-11. He is starting. Chris Bryant has had his troubles against Max Scherzer, 1-for-10. John Jay is 1-for-8. Tommy La Stella is 3-for-6 with a double, a triple, and a home run. La Stella not in the starting lineup for Joel Maddon's Cubs today. Again, quickly, the way it lines up for the Cubs today, it is John Jay, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Wilson Contreras. Ben Zobrist is playing second base today, so no Baez in the lineup. Kyle Schwarber, the left fielder. Jason Hayward, the number 7 hitter, and he is in his familiar right field spot. Addison Russell, the shortstop, from whom we will hear on this pregame show in just a little bit. So Addison batting 8th. Jose Quintana is the number 9 hitter. All right, coming up, like I said, we'll have Addison Russell. Kyle Schwarber will be on the show specifically to talk about getting to Max Scherzer, Joe Maddon, Chris Bosio, and much more. Cubs and Nationals coming up on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it! And the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Madden talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Madden with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watched a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
3-4-2. Mully and Hanley talk Cubs postseason baseball. Mornings live at 5 here on The Score.
The Cubs are playing their best baseball for the last 3 weeks. It's terrific, and different guys stepping up.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on 670 The Score. WSCR 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass Playoff Pregame Show. Presented to you in part by the Village of Bedford Park, AZEK and TimberTech, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, and Plumbers911Chicago.com. And now your host, Mark Brody.
Look at that, Wayne Mesmer even kicking it up a notch for the postseason. I am at the park at Wrigley where there are tons of Cubs fans, and they're just smiling right now because you're at Wrigley Field and you're here for a playoff game. It's the National League Division Series, Cubs and Nationals Game 3. The series is pretty much the way you want it, tied 1-1. I know you should have thought, or you thought you should have had Game 2, and I'm sure the Cubs think the same thing, but split is pretty good when you go on the road. Jose Quintana, the starting pitcher for the Cubs, his first ever postseason start. Max Scherzer is on the mound for the Washington Nationals in this game. It is absolutely gorgeous out here today. Nobody knows why, but it's 78 degrees. Don't question it. Clear skies for the most part. The clouds that I see are harmless looking. As a matter of fact, they look downright friendly. A lot to do on this pregame show. Addison Russell, Kyle Schwarber, Joe Madden, Chris Bosio, all on the way here, as well as Len Casper. Right now, we want to go back inside the ballpark, all the way upstairs to our radio broadcast booth, home radio, as we like to call it, where I can see in our spy TV, I see Dave Miska sitting there, Pat Hughes is there, and here now is Ron Coomer. Ron, how are things looking in the booth right now?
How are things looking in the booth?
Yeah, describe.
Like, everything is fine. like a normal ball game. We're just getting ready.
A normal ball game.
The first playoff game here at Wrigley in 2017.
Well, the big deal today, Ron, is the Cubs are facing one of the best pitchers in baseball. Could be the Cy Young Award winner this year. He is Max Scherzer. What is the plan of attack against that guy?
Well, I think, first of all, you got to see which direction he's going to go. He's got a great, lively fastball with very good movement. And then you've also, you know, got kind of that big, sweeping, hard slider. So for the righties, you've got to be prepared for the ball to sink and go either way. For the lefties, a lot of times he'll upshoot that fastball. So to me, you know, it's real easy to say from here, but it's not easy to do, is you got to make him throw strikes. He is a big strikeout guy. He's not going to walk a lot of guys. So to me, he's one of the few that for Cubs hitters, when you step in the batter's box, for me, I would be ready to hit when I was in the on-deck circle, to be honest with you, because he is just that good. And if he gets to his out pitches, you know, he can really put you away easily.
And that was the approach that Ben Zobrist took against Steven Strasburg. It didn't necessarily work out for him, but you rarely see Ben Zobrist taking a lot of pitches or swinging at the first pitch. But against a guy like Steven Strasburg and a guy like Max Scherzer, if you see your pitch any relatively close to where you want it, you got to be swinging. All right, let's talk about Jose Quintana. It's his first ever playoff start, and it's one of those things where you can't really afford the tune-up time and the butterflies early on. What do you expect out of Quintana today?
Well, I anticipate him to throw a very good ball game. He had, his best start as a Cub was his very first one, or one of the top two. He threw a shutout also in a complete game. So I think there are times where when his adrenaline really gets going and it's a big game, he has pitched really well, and I thought his first game, the adrenaline rush of putting on a Cubs uniform for the first time was huge, and he was lights out. Key for him is it's that fastball, Mark. To me, when he throws that fastball inside to the right-handed hitters, and he has the good command of that pitch, when he does, that changeup becomes that much more devastating because you can't sit on it, and also the breaking ball. He gets a lot of chase swings at the pitch down out of the zone off of that fastball.
Mark Rohde and Ron Coomer getting ready for Game 3 of the National League Division Series, Cubs and Nationals. All right, our official keys to the game are sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com.
Well, in both ball games, we've seen, a mistake for either ball club cost you a game, right? I mean, that was the deal. So in Game 1, you saw Rendon at third base make an error. Cubs capitalized, scored some runs that inning, added on, and then win a ball game. So that was Game 1. Game 2, Cubs had the game really in hand, and then a hanging breaking ball to Harper was a mistake pitch, and it ended up in the right field bleachers about 50 rows back. So to me, it's all about not making mistakes, not making mental mistakes, and executing the routine for you. And whatever that is, whether you're a pitcher or whether you're the third baseman, first baseman, just doing the routine plays correctly. It sounds extremely cliche, but it is absolutely played out here in these playoffs.
Coom, thank you. I'll see you in a little bit.
Sounds good, Marcus.
Coming up next on the show, Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio. Looking forward to hearing what he has to say next on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Cubs fans, we deliver when it comes to Cubs playoff coverage. Bernstein and Goff.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to secure financing on a new home, give me a call. Tammy wanted to contact a realtor before purchasing a home in Buffalo Grove. Bad move. Not getting pre-qualified by me before talking with the realtor is like serving bacon to a rabbi. Not kosher. I pre-qualified Stacy to purchase a home and introduced her to Gary Ellis, my preferred Buffalo Grove realtor. If you're purchasing a home, call me first. I'll pre-qualify you for free and introduce you to my experienced team of preferred realtors who will help you locate the perfect home. My team of real estate experts will always look out for your financial best interest. If you're buying a home, give me a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, RMLA, NMLS 19186.
In 1979, NHL great Wayne Gretzky scored his first NHL goal. The International Olympic Committee decided to stagger the Winter and Summer Olympic schedule this week in 1986. This week in 1989, at the first NFL game coached by a black man. That same week in 89, Wayne Gretzky passed Gordie Howe as the NHL all-time top scorer. This week in 1992, Deion Sanders played for both the Atlanta Falcons in the NFL and the Braves in the MLB. And this week in 1997, Dennis Rodman returned from the second longest NBA suspension.
CBS Thursday, November 2nd.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend. SWAT. Premiering CBS Thursday, November 2nd.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
From the park at Wrigley Field, I'm Mark Grody. We're sponsored by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball and the Cubs. It's a blast to have you with us, as always. Hundreds out here enjoying themselves, wandering about, and everybody's got a smile on their face. Cubs and Nationals, Game 3 of the National League Division Series, tied 1-1, Jose Quintana against Max Scherzer, and that brings us directly to Boz. Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio is sponsored by RSM, a global team of audit, tax, and consulting advisors focused on the middle market. Visit rsmus.com and experience the power of being understood. Here is Cubs TV play-by-play man, Len Casper.
Mark, thank you. Well, we're in October, and it feels a little bit like July here at the ballpark. Late afternoon start, so kind of a different vibe here, but we knew it wouldn't be easy. It never is once you get to this point.
Well, playoff baseball, pitching and defense. You know, we were just talking about it, that last game in Washington, again, unseasonably warm. And fly balls were getting out of the park, a couple first row homers, and quite frankly, you're probably going to see much of the same. So, you know, keeping the ball down, keeping the ball in on the hands, elevation, jams, moving feet, all become a big part of, you know, what we got to do today. And, you know, look for both teams to do that. But so far, pitching's been the key, and a couple big swings of the bat here or there. Could hopefully give us the lead in the series.
Now, we know it's different in the playoffs for many reasons, but one of them is all the off days, and I know they can say the same thing, but having that day off yesterday makes everybody fresh today.
Well, yeah. You know, we had a quick turnaround. I think everybody probably got to bed around 2:30 in the morning. And we had like a little walkthrough workout yesterday, but, you know, we were able to recharge and, you know, get back on our home turf with our fans, which is huge. You know, anytime you can split on the road, it's big, especially against a Washington club that plays so well. I mean, really so well at home. Their splits on the road are a little different, so we're going to try to take advantage of those numbers. And we got our lefty on the mound today, Q, and hopefully, you know, he can do what the other guys have done before him and give us six quality, maybe more, and let's swing the bats and play some good defense and win a ball game.
Nothing better than bricks and ivy and home pinstripes. Go get them.
Thanks.
That's Chris Bosio, Mark. Back upstairs to you.
Thanks, gents. Coming up next on the pregame show, Kyle Schwarber on the approach against Max Scherzer as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
This is Ben Zobrist. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
They say that time is money. Well, it's easy to save time and money with Insure on the Spot. Get your free auto insurance quote in just 2 minutes. And they insure everyone. Quality auto insurance you can afford. Average savings $314. Call Insure on the Spot now. 773-202-5060. That's Insure on the Spot. 773-202-5060. Or go to InsureOnTheSpot.com.
Winter is on its way. Is your grass cut out for it? Fall is the best time to seed your lawn, and right now the Home Depot has 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed bags, 15 pounds or larger. Only Turf Builder has WaterSmart Plus coating technology, along with nutrients to jumpstart new growth and protect against diseases. Get healthy grass guaranteed. For a healthy lawn, it's time to sow the seeds of success with 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 11th.
This is Charles Osgood. Tax compliance can be a real pain for businesses. That's why I'd like to tell you about Avalara's powerful tax automation technology. Avalara simplifies sales tax and other business taxes with real-time tax rate calculations and automatic return filing. Avalara's software already integrates with your accounting, e-commerce, and point-of-sale systems, so it couldn't be easier. Find out how the good people at Avalara can help you at avalara.com. That's AVALARA.com.
At Sherwin-Williams, we see the world a little differently. To us, a baseball isn't white. It's classic ivory threaded with rustic red and a dash of French roast from the infield dirt.
Play ball!
See, we're not just sports fans. We're fans of the colors of sports. And with over 4,000 stores across the country, we'll help you bring those colors home. From the emerald of the outfield to the honeycomb hue of the bat. Visit your neighborhood store or check out SherwinWilliams.com today.
Hey, Cubs fans, have a roofing problem? Solve it right away with a GAF factory certified master elite contractor. Just visit GAF.com to find one near you.
Welcome back into the pregame show. I'm Mark Grody. Park at Wrigley on a 87? No. Wait a minute. Did I mess that up? 77? Yes. I think I might have said 87. We're getting a little carried away. Hyperbole is what we do. 77 degrees in the great, big, beautiful city of Chicago, specifically in Wrigleyville. Even more specifically, the park at Wrigley. Time for Who's Hot and Cold, sponsored by Plumbers911Chicago.com. For emergency licensed, highly trained plumbing service 24/7, Plumbers911Chicago.com. Cubs and Nationals coming up. Game 3, series tied 1-1. Selective aggressiveness was the terminology Kyle Schwarber used to describe the best approach when facing a guy like Max Scherzer. And patience, which was implemented in Game 1 against Steven Strasburg.
It's funny, I told a lot of people, I said that's a prime example of a perfect playoff game. You know, you got our guy out there, Hendricks, who's battling against a guy who's throwing a no-hitter. And there goes, you know, there was one mistake in that game, and then, you know, we made him pay for it. And, you know, it was a fun game to watch. You know, it's a prime example. You know, that guy was the nastiest human on the planet for, you know, 5-6 innings, and you know, we were able to get to him. You know, that's how it's got to be. You got to be able to keep, you know, there was no panic in our dugout. You just got to be able to stay focused, and when you get that pitch to drive, do it.
And then hope you have a pitcher on your side like the Cubs did on that day, and Kyle Hendricks, who was, for the most part, and you could even make a case that he had a better day than Steven Strasburg on that day. It's up to Jose Quintana to play that part today for the Chicago Cubs. Our injury report is sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all, it is a clean injury report, as I don't see any names on it right now. Coming up next on the show, we will sit down and talk with the Cubs starting shortstop, Addison Russell. Next on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
It's must-listen coverage of every Cubs playoff game. Mully and Haley, mornings 5 to 9 on 670, The Score.
For the latest majestic Cubs jerseys and shirts, visit the two newest Locker Room by Lids locations at Water Tower Place and at the Fashion Outlets of Chicago.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The business of baseball is sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks, the official banks of the Chicago Cubs. Addison Russell was all alone on the field earlier, taking ground ball after ground ball.
Is this being your third year of being in the postseason with the Cubs? Does it feel different to you?
It feels familiar. You know, it's exciting. I definitely love the adrenaline. I love the hype behind every pitch. You know, it's definitely a type of style of baseball that, you know, I enjoy playing. So it's definitely fun.
We're standing here at Wrigley Field right now, where it is quiet at the moment, but this place is going to fill in later. Talk about every pitch being hyper. That's what it is here at the old friendly confines.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, we're no strangers of, you know, the hype. You know, but you know, we just take this time, you know, to kind of revisit our roots a little bit, kind of settle things down, and we know this place is going to be jumpy, you know, but you know, we'll just keep our composure.
Your play at shortstop has been particularly crisp. You seem like you've been really decisive on your plays. Your throws have been extremely authoritative. Is that like something you thought about going into the postseason, kind of building back your strength since you came off the DL?
Yeah, definitely. Feeling a lot better at shortstop, the arm strength, the footwork. Everything's feeling good right now. There's still some things that I feel like I could work on, you know, make sure I get a good feel of the infield today.
The last thing, well, it's covered up right now, but when you start to see, like, the Wrigley Field accessories with the spray-painted NLDS and the banners and just the accessories that go with Wrigley Field, you get that feeling too?
Yeah, it's definitely an exciting feeling. It's a feeling that I look forward to every single year, seeing, you know, that paint on the side of, our dugout. So, just having the fans here, it's just going to be a great atmosphere to play in. You know, we're playing a good ball club.
That is Cubs shortstop Addison Russell, who is in there today. He happens to be the number 8 hitter for the Cubs. And, of course, you're starting shortstop. All right, coming up next, we got to hear from Joe Madden, as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's, I mean, Mark Trestman type
that,
stuff
that was
right
Trestman-ish.
There. That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
Right, starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Madden talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Madden with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
Used with permission.
Hey, we're out here at the Plaza for the pregame show. I'm Mark Grody, getting ready for Cubs and Nationals. And before, because there were so many people out here, you could not see the grass. Now there is wide open space out there because people are getting serious. They're putting their game faces on, putting their drinks down, getting in line, getting checked, and walking into the ballpark. Ready to go. It's serious fan business out here. And if you are here right now, you're here. You got your tickets. You're set. Enjoy Cubs playoff baseball coming up here in a bit. For right now, how about some Joe Madden? It is the manager show, sponsored by Loyola Medicine. They treat both body and soul. And here once again is Ron Coomer.
Skipper, you win one very good game, and then you have a tough game, another very good game, right? I mean, two really good teams combating, and one swing of the bat, two swings of the bat in both games changed the outcomes of those games. Your thoughts on game two? Obviously, a couple home runs late cost you, but good ball games.
No, we've been playing really well. And listen, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. I mean, it's two good teams playing, so that's the kind of stuff you can expect, especially this time of the year. Different guys rising to the occasion on both sides, and that's what you've seen in the first two games. I really thought we played well, caught the ball, really mentally into the game per pitch. Everything's been solid. Our starting pitching's been outstanding. Defense has been great. They got us in the eighth inning. You know, CJ's been awesome in those moments, and they just happened to get us. So you just got to turn the page and move it along.
Speaking of turning the page, so now we go to today's ball game here at Wrigley. Your thoughts on Quintana pitching for the first time in the playoffs for him here in this environment?
I wouldn't be surprised to see him a little bit overamped early, so just be a little bit patient the first hitter or two, I think. And if he nails those two guys really heads up, he's going to be on top of his game. He'll go out there, you might even see a 95 on the board, which he never throws. If you see that, you definitely know there's an adrenaline rush going on. So I like the Milwaukee game. I think it's very pertinent for him moving it forward. I've already spoke to some people. The guy's already ready to rock and roll. He was ready yesterday, so I'm really excited to watch him pitch.
Today's lineup, John Jay in there for the first time, and Zoe has moved to second base. Your just thoughts on your lineup today?
Yeah, I mean, Scherzer pitching, we don't know what version we're getting, 1.0, 2.0, whatever it's going to be with his leg. Wanted to get John Jay's bat back out there, and Javi's just been struggling a bit, and plus Scherzer's been so nasty on righties anyway, so we limited the number of right-handed hitters for us today, increased the lefties by one, and so we'll see how it plays out. We just don't know what to expect from Scherzer.
Good luck today.
Gracias, Ocio.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon right there, also sponsored by General RV, Illinois' number one motorhome dealer, west of Woodfield Mall on I-90. And while I've got your attention, own a piece of Cubs history. I know you want in on this. Several sections of Wrigley Field seats have been or will be removed. These seats are now available to purchase in sets of two. Visit Cubs.com/seat sale for more information. We're getting close to Cubs baseball. Pat and Ron standing by. More pregame on the way on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
This is Addison Russell. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670, The Score. Official radio home.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670, The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's Mark Trestman type stuff right there. That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
Right, starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're going to make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're going to open your gates or we're going to break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're going to need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before. You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
663. All right, we're here. Park at Wrigley. Still lots of fans out here. Most making their way into the ballpark right now. I'm Mark Grody. I'm going to do the same here in just a little bit. Cubs and Nationals, game 3 of this NLDS series. Series tied 1-1. Jose Quintana against Max Scherzer. And that brings us conveniently enough to our official pitching matchups segment. They are sponsored by Menards. Save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. So Max Scherzer, a 182 earned run average this year away from his home, Nationals Park, in 16 games this year. So he's been excellent away from home. At home this year, had a 325 ERA, just to give you a little comparison, kind of symbolic of what the Washington Nationals season was like this year. They play well on the road. Jose Quintana, the key for him, you heard Joe Maddon allude to it earlier, early in the ball game. Get through that first inning. As Joe said, he might be a little amped up, maybe overthrowing a little bit. And specifically this year, he has had a 5+ earned run average in the first innings, and then he has settled down big time in the second and third innings throughout this year. So that is what to watch for Jose Quintana, who, again, is making his first ever postseason start, his first outing against the Washington Nationals. He's only seen Howie Kendrick, Adam Lind, and Matt Wieters in that Washington lineup. So that is the pitching matchup for today. By the way, Scherzer did beat the Cubs earlier this season. 6 innings, a 1-run ball, 2 hits, did not walk anybody, struck out 6 men. Our picture perform now is sponsored by the Village of New Lenox. Whether you're building a new home or a business, New Lenox is the place to be. It is extraordinary.